T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Man, just having fun with a bunch of the guys, you know, just ain't been doing football in a while. Just being able to go out there, you know, with a bunch of guys and with the same goal in mind. That's all I'm looking forward to.
That is Carlos Basham. And as I mentioned, the rookie minicamp going on. We're going to talk a little football here. And we're going to be joined in a moment by Matt Perino from NewYorkUpstate.com. Paul is hanging out with us this morning, too, sitting in for Jeremy. Jeremy will be back on Monday. So you can join us on our Sabres discussions, the serious topic or the fun topic. And speaking of fun, you can talk about the Bills and their schedule, since maybe you didn't have a chance to get in with us yesterday, the night games, the trip to New Orleans. If you are, by the way, quick update, if you're thinking of, maybe you've already looked into this, of going to New Orleans to hang out with me and Paul on Bourbon Street during Thanksgiving.
Can you imagine amateur night, which is the night before Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. Howard Simon and me let loose on the French Quarter?
Yeah. Because they need pros like us when it comes to drinking to show them how to do it.
I think the stations that send us will Facebook Live while we're down there that night, and I think it would be a very, very good thing.
You know, look, you know me. I'm not a big drinker at all. When my wife and I went to New Orleans one time, I had one hurricane, Paul, and I was pretty much done for the night. So it would not. French Quarter is just, the idea is hilarious. Anyway,
if you're with me, I'll keep you up.
Oh, you can drink me under the table.
We'll be fine.
The Bills Saints tickets on the secondary market, the three sites I had checked, the cheapest ticket was $173. That's per ticket, by the way. It's not for a pair. Speaking of the Bills, let's go to the Western Hotline. See, this guy figured, well, these guys aren't going to bug me now until training camp, and he was wrong. Matt Perino is joining us, who does a great job covering the Bills for NewYorkUpstate.com. He and Ryan Talbot, and Matt is with us on the Western Hotline. Matt, it's Howard and Paul. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm also looking forward to that New Orleans trip after a year of not traveling. I mean, we got some real doozies to make up for it this year.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot, you know, the guys that and Matt travels regularly to cover the club. None of you guys traveled last year, right? So Kansas City, Nashville, Florida in December, New Orleans for Thanksgiving. You do have some nice trips coming up.
Yeah, that we were just talking about that the other day. I was talking about it with Sarah when I helped them. When he roped us into helping him build his shed over at his house last Friday night.
Oh, you wait, whoa, time. Whoa, slow down, wait a minute. I have a whole bunch of Bills questions, but you just took this thing right off the track. Sal made you help him with his shed?
Well, he asked politely, and the good-natured souls that we are, Marcel Louis-Jacques, John Scott, Josh Reed from Channel 4, we went over and helped him out, put it together. And actually, when he opened up, when I got there and he showed us, I got there first, and he had the box open and the instructions out, and I was like, I'm not really good at that stuff, so I'm like, unless somebody's showing up here that really knows what they're doing, this is going to be a midnight-type situation. And luckily for us, Marcel Louis-Jacques took over and helped it. We got it done in like 2 hours.
That's I'm with you.
That was
I
my pick. Marcel, I figure, was going to pull this out of the fire.
You got to have the ringer, because I'm terrible at putting together stuff. I have a neighbor. In fact, when we got our shed, I needed three of our neighbors came over. All three are very good at putting things together. And I needed three of them to basically show me what the heck to do. So here's the important question. I'm going to get back to Bills. What did you guys get from Sal? Like, was there a six-pack? Was there a pizza? Did you get anything?
Yeah, we got pizza. I'm going to mess up the name. It's this place that he loves over by his house. Buffalo City Pizza or something like that. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but the pizza and wings, I'll tweet it. I'll figure out what it is. It was absolutely delicious. I definitely highly recommend.
Very good. Very good. Okay, the schedule came out. You know, you wrote your piece. Everybody analyzed it from top to bottom. What did you like when you saw the Bills schedule from top to bottom?
You know, going into it, like, I think, first of all, you know, we do this every year where we take a look at the schedule in May or April when it came out then, and we try to figure out, like, the, you know, strength of schedule, the difficulty. We really don't know a lot about who these teams are going to be. I mean, I remember last year they went 13-3, and everybody was, you know, fearing that schedule going into the season. And I think teams just end up, you know, becoming who they're going to be over the course of the year. So, I mean, an injury can change the complexion of a team and everything like that. But if you're looking purely in May and what it could be, I think it's a nice schedule. I think that opening up 3 of 4 at home with the teams that they're playing, I think you like that. I was listening earlier and I heard Paul talk about those two night games back to back, which is the same two in a row they played last year. I mean, that's a little bit concerning, but it's almost like a do-over in a lot of ways. I mean, you're going to get to play Kansas City in week 5 after, you know, a really nice start with a chance to kind of exercise some demons, not only from last year's AFC title game, which didn't go well, but the regular season game where they basically ran the ball all over you. I mean, this is a stronger roster, I believe, and we can get into that as well. I think this should be a better team. Does that mean more wins? Potentially, I mean, if they have an extra game to do it. I think the toughest stretch for me is that after week 10, they start a 4-game stretch with Indianapolis and end it in Tampa, where I think depending on where they're sitting going into that stretch, I mean, that could be a real season definer. And I think that this division is going to be a lot tighter this year. I know a lot of people are, you know, not so high on Cam Newton and what that could be there and the unknown of Mac Jones, but New England Patriots are a much better team. The Dolphins are going to be good, and I think the Jets are even going to be better.
With the Bills specifically, Matt, you know, Paul and I were just talking about the expectations, the high expectations, the Super Bowl contender expectations. And this offseason was much more – the main thing I think the Bills did, of course, as you know, was re-sign their key guys. Yes, they did add some free agents. Of course, they had the draft. But it was about keeping their key unrestricted guys from leaving. Where are the biggest questions, though, do you think, about the Bills? When it comes time to report to camp and you guys are doing all your preview articles – where or who are the biggest questions for the Bills?
So I think first and foremost, it's this defensive line as a whole is the biggest question mark going in for me. I think that that's where there's the biggest opportunity for improvement on the defensive side. And I think if you get better there considerably, I think this turns into a really scary team. I think that's one of the things that makes Kansas City so good is that you have that potent offense, but you know, you got Chris Jones in the middle and Frank Clark, who was devastating at times in the playoffs last year. You really need contributions from that defensive line. And I think getting Starlet Sulele back is massive. I think it's massive for everybody around there. It lets a lot of guys go back to just being who they are. You know, most notably for me is Ed Oliver, who, you know, Quentin Jefferson had a little quip on Instagram about a month ago to a fan, nothing huge, but you know, basically saying that he underperformed here in the year that he was here, and he kind of retorted like, well, you know, I was played out of position. And they do tend to do that. And it's surprising to me even still that there isn't a bigger, true one technique, whether it's a developmental piece, a free agent, to kind of be behind Starlet Sulele. But I think it's about believing in what they have and also the coaching staff that they have in place. Last year, Eric Washington came in, and when he got here, the COVID offseason began, and I don't think he really ever got a chance to get his bearings and get acquainted with a group the way that you would in most off seasons. So I think as a whole, that group should be better just because of the circumstances of this offseason and going into training camp and having a preseason, not to mention all of the new pieces, developmental pieces, but also some first-year impact-type pieces that they've added.
We're with Matt Perino, NewYorkUpstate.com. So, you know, again, Paul and I were just discussing this, and then I want to get to your thoughts on the AFC East. The higher expectations, the raised bar, the all that stuff, how do you think this team is equipped to handle it? Whether it's Sean McDermott, would he change as a coach at all because it's a completely different view of the team going into this season than it was a year ago? We knew they were good a year ago, Matt, but now we're talking about, you know, winning a Super Bowl possibly. Josh Allen, how does he handle that stuff? What about that higher bar? Do you have any concerns about how they handle that?
No. I think the part about Josh Allen is interesting. From a team perspective, I think that what he has proven, McDermott, over his 4 years is, number one, I've been saying it since 18 when I got here, it's rare to find a coach that gets the best consistently out of the roster that he has. And I think that he does a good job at finding, you know, the slights that, you know, are happening, whether it's around the league, whether it's locally, however that's kind of happening. Any doubts that, you know, on this team, he finds a way to highlight it and motivate his players. And, you know, I don't worry about that too much. I know, you know, going from the hunter to the hunted can be something that fans worry about sometimes. But I think that at this stage, late in the season last year, as they were going through that year and had some of those big games against Seattle and San Francisco, I think they went into the playoffs as the hunted. I think that Indianapolis was hunting them. I think that Baltimore was hunting them. And they handled both of those moments well and, you know, in different ways. So I don't think that that's going to be a problem. I think that they're better, like I mentioned. I think that they're stronger. I think they upgraded at a really key position. I love John Brown, what he brought, getting a chance to tell his story early on in 19. I thought he was just a great signing. But he wasn't available as much as you needed him to be last year. And I think that bringing in a guy like Emmanuel Sanders, who tends to get dinged up, he's a little bit smaller as well, but he plays. He played in 14 games last year, and he was available, and he's got Super Bowl experience. That's going to mean something in this room. When you get to an AFC title game against the Kansas City Chiefs, and you need guys to make plays, and they're doing everything that they can to take Stephon Diggs out of the game, Cole Beasley's playing on a broken leg, you've got to turn to somebody and say, we need you to make some plays. And I like Sanders in that role. I think this offensive line is considerably better. We were talking about this on a show last night that I did. The depth on that offensive line all of a sudden is unbelievable. The two guard competitions are going to be so fierce. I might do 3 or 4 53-man projections this offseason. I might have a different set of guards every single time that I do it. And that's just the way it is. In terms of Josh Allen, though, yeah, I think it's hard to expect going into the season that he's going to replicate what he did a year ago to the level at which he played consistently, especially now that the book is out on him a little bit more. I still think he's tough to deal with, but I think the teams are going to have a better shot at defending him with all of the really good tape and 19 games with Stephon Diggs on tape. So I look for that to be an interesting storyline. How does Josh Allen react to being one of the best quarterbacks in the league consistently week in and week out with that bullseye? That's going to be fun to watch.
All right, Matt, final thing then, the division. I would assume you would still have the Bills as the favorite, but if not, you can explain why, and then you will no longer be coming on the show. But how do you – I guess who is the biggest threat, and how much of a division race do you see? How tight do you think it'll be?
Ooh, that's a great question. I still have the Bills as a significant favorite to win the division. The top foil, if you will, is going to come down to quarterback play. Yeah. And I think that the rosters in Miami and New England are both pretty strong. I think that they've elevated, you know, even on the offensive side of the ball in New England, where it's been a little bit puzzling how they've attacked that. I mean, Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Aguilar are the two receivers they bring. They bring the two tight ends. I don't know how all of that's going to work, but I do think that Josh McDaniels has an idea for how he wants it to work. So you give him the benefit of the doubt. You think that figure that offense is probably going to be much improved. And then in Miami, they've added nothing but weapons for Tua. I mean, there's no excuses for him not to take a significant jump. But what does that jump look like? If it's a Josh Allen-esque jump from year one to year two, all right, they're going to be competitive. I mean, they're probably going to win 11 games. But I think this Bills team is set up to win 14, maybe 15, depending on how this thing plays out. And so I think the Jets are somebody. What's funny about the division is that the division games, I think, are going to be so competitive because you look around at each team and what they did this offseason specifically, they've all added on the defensive line. So it's good that the Bills brought in all these pieces on the offensive line to make that unit as good as they can make it, because these defensive lines they're facing in the division, they're going to be tests. six times this year. No doubt about it. So I think that those are interesting matchups. There's going to be a lot of, you know, after the Bills kind of changed the dynamic of the division, you know, they're going to be a team that these guys want to beat. So they're going to be fun games. I think it's going to be a fun season, hopefully 100% capacity in stadiums. That's probably the thing I'm looking forward to most, no doubt about it.
You can read Matt's work, and we'll get a plug in for his podcast in a moment, NewYorkUpstate.com. He does a podcast with his colleague from NewYorkUpstate.com, Ryan Talbot. Get a little plug in. See, how can people listen in?
Yeah, just search Shout Bills Podcast on all the audio platforms, and it's always live on YouTube, Facebook, and my Twitter account. We always retweet it. Just search Buffalo Bills on NY Up on YouTube. Find the page there.
Listen, I think we're putting in a new door. You free this weekend?
I'm going out of town. But listen, and of course, Sal, I believe, is out of town.
Yeah.
Too, or he's on vacation. So,
yeah, and I can't ask Paul. He's too old. So, all right. Well, I'll wait till you get back.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for your time.